Don't tell me it's Monday.
I won't tell you it's Monday.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to a new week.
Okay, thanks. That works.
Hey. New week is good.
Tony's living the tall edition of the Morning Brew, apparently.
No, we're going Venti today,
in
baby.
In need of the Trenta is
we're
what he's saying.
We're going Trenta. All right. Trenta Monday.
We have another week of winning with our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. We fire that up with the first of 10 new codes. Just after 8 o'clock this morning, we'd love to give you the opportunity to win some money. You know, that's some $30,000 is enough to change someone's life for a little while. I mean, it's not $1 million. It's not $1 billion. But you could make a pretty significant impact with $30,000 in a year.
It's not enough to change your life, but it's sure enough to have a hell of a good time.
Well, okay, right? That's a good take. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Plus, coming up later on this morning, I make a confession.
Oh.
I have to make a confession about something and set something straight just so the world knows, because it kind of ate at me all weekend long. I kind of thought about it, and I was like, you know, the world needs to know this. So around 7:30, I'll make a confession.
Was the guy riding the donkey not named Nick from the poem on Friday morning?
No comment?
No comment.
God, he sees right through my...
What can I say?
We'll also get to Nick's nonsense and play Song in 60 here in a little while. So I think you're guessing today, Tony. So we'll get to that in a matter of a minute. Mix, One Way Morning Brew, good morning and happy Monday. Time to play Song in 60. So I've got a song that I'm going to get you and Tony to guess. Within 60 seconds is the way that we play this thing. And so...
Hold on, let me have...
Tony's going to wake himself up just a touch more here.
All right, there we go.
All right, here we go. Song in 60 gets going right now.
Okay,
so if...
Off to a good start.
Not smooth, but...
Rough.
No, another word for rough.
Smooth, hard.
So if you were to rip paper, you would end up with this along where you ripped it.
A ripple?
No.
Perforation?
Okay, no.
A tear.
Okay, so if you tear something, what is going to be what's left behind on the paper? What kind of... I'm in a box on this because there's two words in the name of the...
Tear box.
I'm like box. So it's an Atlanta R&B group. Two words. You rip something, it's going to have a... Not a smooth...
Not smooth, but hard.
No. Yeah, another word for rough.
Rough.
So if it's very, very, rough. Very rough, and it's paper that you tore,
jagged.
You
would just,
jagged
edge.
Yes. Okay, so
jagged edge.
You're looking for the shindig.
Gig.
Oh no, time up.
Oh well, I got the artist.
You did.
I can't even think of a. I'm familiar with Jagged Edge, but
yeah.
Gosh, I can't think of a song by them.
Where the party at, Nelly?
Jagged Edge. Sure. Yeah. Okay. We're the party at.
Oh man,
that's a banger.
I kind of put myself in a box because I couldn't even say, you know, the edge of the paper, because edge is one of the words in the song,
in the
title. I mean, for the band. So
that's tough.
Yeah.
Well, good job. You got me at least to the artist. So
I challenged myself
halfway there.
Mix, What Away Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. So Tony, there is a county sheriff's department in Minnesota that's warning about the dangers of these Nerf Wars games. They've been a thing for a number of years now.
Now explain this to me. Basically, they're just driving around shooting Nerf guns at each other. Is that right?
It's a combination of like running around, riding around on bikes, skateboards, driving around is where it gets really dangerous because you get people driving around.
But people have died because of this, right?
And they have because they've been reckless and dangerous with running around. So that's the concern here. So the Wright County Sheriff's Office down in the Twin Cities area has received multiple reports regarding a version of this game called Senior Assassin. And they've been getting complaints of teenagers playing from moving vehicles while trespassing on private property and just kind of causing trouble.
What are they doing? Shooting Nerfs at old people?
Well, so they're trespassing on property and they're driving around while, you know...
Oh, but they're saying senior because...
Seniors in high school. Not senior citizens.
That's what I thought. I thought you meant the kids were cruising around shooting like old people.
No, not that kind of. It's different than that. So
at the retirement community, go to ham.
They describe the game Senior Assassin as, this is according to police, it's a game that involves forming teams for a tournament-style competition in which students eliminate competitors by tagging them with either water guns or Nerf guns. So it's played with either. The rules vary from place to place and depending on the group playing. And so that's kind of the game. And this has been, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years I can remember at least this pops up. Usually in the springtime. Weather's getting better. Weird. Winter's getting over with.
I can't even think of like anything like equivalent that I did growing up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I was a kid, like what some equivalent that I would have done to this. And I don't even know. Like egging?
Maybe.
But that seems more reckless than Nerf guns.
So the recklessness comes into play with vehicles and trespassing. Those are the concerns that law enforcement have with it.
Yeah, don't be hanging out the window shooting your Nerf gun.
Or driving while trying to
shoot a Nerf gun.
Yeah, those are the concerns that law enforcement are pointing out.
I mean, it's a Nerf. You're going so fast, the wind's just going to blow it off target anyway. Right. So let's think about this a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's more of just a running around type of deal.
Yeah, so there are some people that see, because of course there's the blanket warning from law enforcement. They seem to pop up every year. And some people will go, well, kids are just having fun. Would you rather they were just inside playing video games? No, I don't think that's the case.
Maybe the school should sanction like a Nerf War week, and then everybody can bring them to school and strategically use them in school.
So that's an interesting idea.
It encourages it to keep it in school, have fun with it.
Or venues of some sort. So yeah, you're not
just not taking it out onto the streets and into the neighborhood.
You're in people's backyards where you shouldn't be, or you're driving around. And so those are the concerns. So anyway, I don't remember.
I get so worked up around that. I ran around in everybody's backyard when I was a kid. Now you can't even like run into your neighbor's backyard without people freaking out anymore.
Yeah.
Seriously, I get it. Your nearest neighbor's backyard was like a mile away.
Yeah, a little different for me.
Yeah, but like in the neighborhoods, we just, even the old crabby people that would yell at us, we'd still go in their yards all the time.
The difference though is this. I feel like, and we've talked about this before, where I feel like people engage less with their neighbors now.
Oh, for sure. You know, 100%.
And so, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing necessarily. It's just kind of people like to keep themselves, whatever. That's fine. But I think that's part of the deal. You know, it's not just all the folks in the neighborhood. All the kids are being kids.
Right. Well, yeah. A part of this is kids just being kids. Like if a bunch of kids are just cruising around, like if I saw a few kids like in this, like on the sidewalk in downtown Duluth shooting Nerf at each other, I wouldn't freak out about that.
Right.
Some people would. I wouldn't.
Right.
But they shouldn't be driving around in cars and causing havoc like that.
And that's the big thing.
Let them have their fun.
Right.
But don't force them. Like, if they're doing it in an area that's causing really nobody any harm, don't force them to get in a car with it and go somewhere else.
Well, that part of the thing is, because it's kind of like in a video game, you're trying to expand the map.
Yeah, just
like. And so the big concerns that they say, beside the driving recklessly and the trespassing, but also apparently there have been cases of damage of property or disruptions to, like, activities and things. So. Sure. You know, you just got to kind of pick your spots. And obviously, like you said, kids being kids can get out of hand, and that's where things get in trouble. Or injuries, damage, things happen. So, yeah,
well, it's 50-50. It's kids being kids, but it's also probably some people overreacting as well.
Sure.
So a bit of both.
It's just that time of year, I guess, is what it comes down to. Because those warnings, there's like different states, there's been sheriff's departments and police departments that have been sharing messages about it. And it seems like every year, kind of like in the lead up to graduation, springtime, weather's getting nicer, it happens.
So. Sure, Nerf loves this.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. So anyway, know it's a thing, and kids out there, just, you know, have your fun, but be smart and be safe, I guess, is my recommendation.
That's right. The more you know, we need to get that sound effect.
We do. Nick's Nonsense on the way in a little bit. Good morning and happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. All right, Nick's Nonsense this morning. It's all about a professional athlete. You might know the name Jason Kelce.
Oh, yeah. He's a brother to Travis Kelce, who is, let's see, dating Taylor Swift.
Correct. Across the board. So Jason Kelce is very transparent with things he does in his life. And, of course, you know, he's got some Super Bowl appearances, has a ring.
Popular podcast.
He's kind of a big deal. He just retired recently.
Yes.
So he admitted in their podcast that you mentioned to his brother. Mm-hmm. So I lost a Super Bowl ring in a pool of chili.
Oh, that's not good.
So apparently it was a stunt that the two brothers had organized for a crowd at an event in Cincinnati. And this was recently. It just happened this spring. So there was a big pool of chili involved. He had his ring and...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ended up in the pool of chili despite trying to use a metal detector to find the ring. Couldn't find it.
How could they not? I mean, if they knew it was in the bowl of chili, how could they not find it?
Pool of chili.
Okay, but
this was a stunt.
But how big was this pool?
So I haven't seen it, but apparently it was sizable.
Okay, it must have been.
Yeah. So Jason says he suspects it's probably the landfill now.
That's crazy.
He's filed an insurance claim, but it's not clear if he's going to be able to get another ring or not. You would think, like, okay, it's not like it's me going, hey, I lost a Super Bowl ring or, you know, like,
yeah.
He's Jason Kelce. You would think they'd be able to make another one for him.
Well, and I think they, clearly it's not that big of a priority to him because, I mean, if it was.
You wouldn't wear it in the pool of chili?
Well, A, you wouldn't wear it in the pool of chili. B, I mean, if you know it's confined to one area, you can figure out a way to find it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
with enough effort, you'd certainly
get a big strainer or something.
A big strainer. Every little chunk of meat and bean and everything else in chili, you're just straining all that out.
Okay, I didn't think that out as much, but listen, there has to be a way that they could have figured that out.
You're not wrong. There has to be a way.
Is the chili going to go bad? I guess maybe the best choice was to just, you know, let her rip and let her go.
We'll see if
Jason hope somebody nobody ate that Super Bowl ring.
That would not be a good thing.
No.
Well, best of luck to Jason and his missing Super Bowl ring. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here at Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Currently 41 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. Looking for a high today around 61. Breezy, cloud sun mix. Rain comes into the picture later today. Hangs around tonight. Tomorrow, cooler, 52. Rain and during the cooler parts of the day, some snow flurries possible for Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny near 50. Thursday, partly sunny near 60. And we wrap up the week, showers, breezy, and mid-50s. So, more April is what the forecast is calling for, Tony.
Well, I didn't hear any snow in there. So that's
I just cool. said snow.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
I'm tuning it out. I'm just
Tuesday
tuned it out.
And Tuesday night during the colder parts of the day.
Oh, wow, that's not
snow flurries.
Flurries isn't snow. Starting today, be aware if you're heading towards Spirit Mountain, the access to Spirit Mountain will change starting today as they begin replacing County Bridge 918. This is the bridge on West Skyline Parkway that leads to Spirit Mountain. If you like, you exit off 35 there.
Okay.
So they're going to detour everybody around that area while they replace the bridge. It should be ready or be done by November, so it'll pretty much affect all summer long and into the fall. Traffic leading to Spirit Mountain. You want to learn more about the detour and the project itself? You can go to the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com, but that project starts today.
All right, and Tony is going to confess something this morning. I'm really intrigued by this.
Mm-hmm. It's been kind of eating at me all weekend long. So
you made a point to really let me know. We gotta talk about this.
Well, you know, okay. I have to set the record straight. Let's just say that.
All right, fair enough. So we can look forward to a big confession from Tony later on this morning. Music now from Justin Timberlake. Here, Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew on a Monday morning. So there's an interesting little natural thing happening over in the Gary New Duluth area that annual migration of the pelicans, Tony.
Oh, really? I didn't know this was a thing, actually.
Until a couple of years ago, I didn't realize this was a thing either. But apparently,
everybody's going to swarm them now.
They are. As they make their way up to Canada, there's always some that end up hanging out at Chambers Grove Park. And the city of Duluth's Parks and Rec Department shared a Facebook post, I think on Saturday, saying, hey, you want to go see them? They're here. And what they'll do is they'll hang out on the river, usually, right? And for whatever reason, they just pick the park. Like, there's other spots in the river I've looked for them, and they just hang out in the park.
That's funny that they just...
In the park.
They put a pin on their map, and they just come back every year.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I popped in yesterday morning to go see them, you know, grab my
camera.
Did you
see the pelicans?
I did. So,
pelicans.
I was the first one that got there yesterday morning, but over the course, because I was there for maybe 2 hours, just enjoyed a nice morning because it was...
Bring a thermos of coffee and sit out there. And
I did. So, I just kind of hung out and
watched the pelicans.
I walked the trails a little bit and had my camera. And over the course, by the time I left, there was probably 8-10 cars there. But it's kind of interesting because if you show up and they're not there, they might be around the island. There is an island right in the middle of the river where the park is. So just got to walk around a little bit and look for them. If you're looking to go check them out at some point in time, if you heard, I heard the pelicans are here. But apparently it's,
so they're not really, you said there, like there was some people watching that they like people get, have a problem finding the pelicans.
Well, maybe, yeah. So if you just walk,
hidden a little bit.
If you just walk to the park from the parking area and you're looking
probably
around
to see them,
you might not see them, but at least based on where they were yesterday.
Gotcha.
Sometimes they'll come down the river, you know, hanging out and looking around, maybe eating
a
fish.
Search a little for them, do a little hiking around.
Yep. So, cause there's a trail that goes up the river a ways. You can go
probably
up the trail.
Can't miss them.
No. Well, and they
pretty big, right?
When they're on the their wingspan's like 6 feet wide.
Jeez.
You know, they get the big old beak.
Yeah, the big old fish eating beak.
The other thing is you can
scoop up,
see them from the highway bridge too, over the Highway 23 bridge.
How many are there, do you say?
Oh boy, I would say 100 of them or so.
Get out.
Roughly.
That many?
Oh yeah.
For real?
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting set because normally pelicans don't hang out around here. So if you go down, take Highway 23, which is Grand Avenue, just keep going south toward Gary New Duluth.
Yeah.
It's where the Highway 23 bridge goes over the river.
Oh, sure.
Chambers Grove Park. It's right after where 210 splits off to go to Jay Cook. So looking for something to kind of, you know, neat to do, go check out. They're hanging out for a limited time.
I'm going to need you to draw me a map, I think.
Start working on that.
Yep.
Usually around for, week or two, and then they head off.
Okay, so we got a little time, what you're saying.
On their way to Canada.
But you never know. They could take off
at any moment. It's hard to say. Because I was trying to remember when they were here last year, and I think they're a little later than they were last year, if I remember. Maybe earlier. I don't remember. Anyway, it's a little different every year, depending on ice and weather and, you know.
Okay.
So something to see if you want to check it out, if you heard some buzz about it, a little thing to do in Chambers Grove. And it is weird because, like I said, it's the only place that it seems like they congregate in a group. We might see a couple on a lake here and there, but I don't know, at least in the area.
It's like a convention.
Yeah.
It's like a yearly,
Well,
a pop con they all have there.
And so what's interesting is, I mean, that river is probably a good, you know, there was lots of fish swirling, good spawning area. So they're probably getting their feed on, too.
Probably loading up, getting that energy, getting those calories going.
So they are indeed here. If you've heard rumors, I can confirm.
Okay.
Check them out, probably. I wouldn't wait too long over the next few days. Go check them out before they disappear. So make their way north. Tony's going to be bravely sharing a confession with us a little bit later on this morning.
I don't know how brave it is, but...
Well, I'm trying to build it up here.
Confessions.
You felt the need to confess it. It must be, something that has some sort of...
Well, I don't want to make it out that it's, Well, it could be a big deal.
Okay.
It's coming clean. Coming clean.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, you don't know what it is yet.
I don't know. No, I'm very curious.
So maybe you won't like it. Never know.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just gonna wait and find out. We'll find out soon. Coming up here on Mix 108.
Mix 108. Good morning, friends. It is the Morning Brew. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Tony and Nick. So you should play confessions.
So working on it. We have a minor technical obstacle. Stand by.
As usual.
Uh-huh.
As usual.
Well, the way that these are all set up is...
just let me... I gotta make a little confession. So I gotta set this up a little bit.
All right. Hold up.
While you get the music ready for my confession time as I sit in the confession booth. The divider between us right now, Nick. Can't quite see your face,
but
I know you're there listening to me and judging me. So here... Here is my confession. So on Friday, we had some fun with Taylor Swift's new album, right?
Yes.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
And Nick and I did the Terrible Poets Department, in which we took suggestions all morning long and wrote poems.
Yep.
And shared them with the Northland. Now, Now, we got some ideas throughout the morning. We also just kind of came in with some ideas that morning. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about the ones that you started with, Nick.
Okay.
The Vikings one and your haiku or whatever. Yep. But I know the other one, the one that we got thrown.
Yep.
On demand, the winter one.
Yep.
Write a poem about winter.
Yep.
That didn't exist, and then all of a sudden winter came. Right.
Right.
So, I just want to confess that I just want to let everybody know I'm pretty sure you did this because I'm pretty sure I watched you do this that Nick wrote his entire thing all by himself where I used assistance of technology.
Oh, Tony!
I may have used the assistance of AI to help me write some of my poems
in artificial intelligence.
Just help a little bit. But I just want to let everybody know that Nick sat there and he typed his whole thing out. He like used his own brain and it was good. I just want everybody to know that it was good. And then I was like, I felt bad all weekend because I was like, homeboy actually put some effort into it, did a good job. And then here's me mailing it in, typing it into AI, pretending I wrote it. And so I just want to just make that confession. Let everybody know that you are an actual wordsmith, apparently, or something. I don't know. You are an actual poet. I don't know. I just felt bad.
Well, Tony,
you were working hard on that. And then here's me just, you know, donkey riding into the bit.
Which, by the way, was something else. Well, Tony, I first off appreciate your confession.
Are you going to make a confession back to me?
Secondly, so that particular poem. Yeah. So what I did is I looked for some inspiration. I took the inspiration and then I actually worded it out myself.
Okay, so you did lean on it a little bit.
I leaned for that particular one. Yes, I did. Yes. Okay,
so I don't feel as bad now. Feel as bad, but I just want to let you know. That he put a little bit more effort into it than I did.
Oh, you just straight up said, give me a poem and you read it? Aw, Tony, I'm hurt.
I feel a little bit better now.
All right.
That maybe you did as well, lean on it. But yeah. I saw you over there typing and doing a lot of editing and typing. I'm like, oh my God, he's like really, I feel like bad. I'm like, I was thinking to myself at the time, I'm like, maybe I should just hurry up and type something myself. But I'm like,
dude, this is just a quick radio bit. Why are you actually putting brain power into this?
I mean, you know there is technology that can do this now.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I feel better now, though.
Thank you, Tony.
I feel relieved that that's off my chest and I can start the week now.
I'm glad you can feel a little
relieved.
Better about
yourself. Good. Yeah. So,
anything else you want to confess to? Because you were teasing something else.
No.
Okay.
Good. That's all I'm going to confess to.
Okay.
Right now.
Everything else stays a secret.
Right now.
All right. Fair enough. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. No. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Monday. 7:55, 43 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. And it continues to be Taylor Swift's fever pitch of just the people talking about her, whatever, continues to grow. Of course, mm-hmm. The new album that came out last Friday is not hurting things any.
No, not at all.
So there is a pet insurance company that pulled some stats together. Apparently, there's been an uptick in the lead up to Taylor's new album of Taylor Swift inspired pet names.
Mm, okay.
Apparently they did some research to find out that there's been, you know, in the last couple of years in particular, a continual growth in people searching for Taylor Swift inspired pet names. Mm. And this pet insurance brand is finding more and more people actually when they, you know, get an insurance policy for their dog or their cat or lizard or whatever. that there is some themes with some of these. So I mentioned you think about what a good Taylor Swift pet name would be, Tony. Did any come to mind at all?
Well, like Willow would be a good cat or dog name.
Yep.
I would like Karma would be a fun name, I think, for an animal or pets. Of course, she's got plenty of like actual names as songs like Betty or, right. you know, stuff like that.
You're hitting nails on the head with the list of their top 10.
Okay.
Which does include...
Midnight would be good for like a black cat.
Yep. Midnight is one of them. Willow, Ivy, Travis, and Kelsey are both ideas for names.
All right.
August and Betty. Midnight, as you mentioned. The top three in their ranking are Red is number three. Karma is number two. And then just straight up Taylor is number one on the list.
Or you can name it after her own cats, Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin.
This is also true.
Yes.
That's okay. All right.
You impressed that I know her cats.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Not bad.
Do you know what each of them looks like?
No, I couldn't identify them. I just know their names.
You just know their name. Okay, that's fair.
If you gave me a lineup of Taylor Swift cats, I couldn't line them up with the names. But yeah,
you got me outdone. Mm-hmm. That's you know, if you're a big fan, why not? I'm trying to think. I know a couple of huge Taylor Swift fans, and amazingly, they did not do this. And one of them actually got a dog recently. Now they're probably regretting their name decision.
Well, our cat is kind of named after Madonna.
Oh.
A little bit. And a little Star Wars. But the Rebel Hearts, you know, because Madonna had the...
Yep.
Madonna had the Rebel Heart album.
Yep.
So our cat's name is Rebel.
So that also fits with a couple passions in the household.
Right. Well, yeah, to me, I say she's named after Star Wars. She's a rebel.
Own it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mindy says she's named for Madonna.
But you both can be right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's actually, 100%. By the way, incredible. If you can find between you and a significant other, find common a way to name ground. A pet.
Yeah.
The name's common, even though it has different meanings to each of you. That is gold right there.
No, she said, she had the name, and I was like, okay, I'm fine with it. I didn't argue. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
The odds of that happening are like next to none. That's amazing. Good for the two of you. That's awesome.
Great.
We're going to see what's trending at the top in a couple of minutes. That includes, by the way, also a chance to win some money, 30 grand in your hand. First code of the day coming up in a few minutes here. Mix 108.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
8:03 on a Monday morning, 44 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 studios. Breezy and 61 where we're heading later today, partly sunny. Some rain showers come into the picture later this afternoon and evening. They'll hang around overnight tonight, low of 38 tomorrow. Rain, showers, and some snow during the cooler parts of Tuesday. 52 our daytime high. Wednesday, sunny, 48. Thursday and Friday, back into the 50s. Some cloud sun mix on Thursday and some rain showers on Friday. So,
all right.
Yep. Tony, I was looking into the summer outlook. The National Weather Service, they put out their outlook for temperature and precip for the summer.
Oh boy.
So
I'm scared.
Will the summer be hotter than normal? Cooler than normal? Wetter, drier?
Going hotter.
Well, according to what they're saying, you're not wrong.
Really?
So almost all of Minnesota and all of Wisconsin are in... at least, so they do it based on percentage of likelihood of something happening one way or the other. And both Minnesota and Wisconsin largely are in the lowest level of, but in a level of higher than normal chances of higher than normal temperatures.
Okay.
So it might be a warmer than normal summer if those things hold true. On the precip side, through July could be maybe average-ish. There's equal chances of anything happening. But later this summer, looks like things get drier. So that's what they're thinking.
Okay.
So hot, potentially dry summer, which
is better than like cold and wet, I guess.
I don't know.
I'll take that.
Hopefully not quite as dry as a couple years ago. We had like fire danger all summer long.
Well, yeah, I don't want super dry, but warm is nice. I like warm.
Yeah. So maybe getting a warm summer, Tony, can make your lakeside plans.
Okay, good.
Chance to win some money, 30 grand in your hand. Kicking off a new week's for the codes. The first one of the week is 468.
468. Let's go.
Head to the Mix Mobile app or mixitoy.com. 468 could be your lucky number. Win some big money up to $30,000 in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. Tony's working on a TikTok.
Well, I'm trying.
He's trying.
I'm trying and I'm striking out. Just nothing good today. And what's going on with TikTok today?
Cruising all morning.
I know.
All right. Well, you keep working on
I'll
that.
I'll find something.
We'll see what you can find. Tate McRae now here at Mix It Away. Good morning.
Arr, matey. It's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Today's treasure comes from Darby on TikTok. Darby worked in the airline industry for lots of years, and she wants to give us a life hack. Now, you just traveled recently.
I did.
You flew. I don't know if you know this hack. You tend to know all the hacks.
We'll find out.
So,
well, my whole situation was a mess, though, so.
This is a good hack. Okay. I actually did not know this hack before. I don't know that I'll use it, but it's pretty helpful. So if you're going to travel, take a listen to this TikTok treasure.
Worked in the airline industry for 3 years, and this is my number one flying hack, besides getting pre-checked, but that one's obvious. The morning of your flight, you're going to text yourself your flight number, okay? But the key is you have to include your airline code. So for example, if I'm flying American Airlines flight 686, I'm going to type AA686. Delta is going to be DL, Alaskan's AS. You get the point. If someone's picking you up, send it to them. If you're Ubering, send it to yourself. That text will become a link to tell you everything you need to know about your flight. And it will update in real time. What's your gate? You're gonna go through security, click your little, open your phone, click on your link, and know, oh, I'm gate D6. Awesome. If it changes, it'll change in that link. Whoever's picking you up can literally see your little airplane flying across the screen. It's the greatest hack ever, and I feel like nobody knows about it. So,
yeah. Did you know about that hack?
I guess. So here's my approach. The flying that I've done, if the airline has an app.
Exactly.
Takes care of, for you,
but
for the people on the other side of things. So I've picked some people up from the airport, but I'm a nerd and I have a couple like flight apps.
Yes. Yeah.
So they'll tell me their flight number and I can just look it up and I can see where they are in the country.
Yeah. So. Same way. So that's why I was like, I probably won't use this app.
Yeah. But it's a good idea for people that don't have those things.
I mean, it works nice. I mean, the example that she shows in the video, I mean, it just turns into a little link on your text screen.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't even open like a browser. It just opens like a little window in your text screen that shows like instantly your information. So it is a great little hack.
Be slick.
Especially if somebody's going to pick you up and they may not know. They might not have the airline app. They might not have these things. But if they...
Well...
And I don't know if it works on Android. This example was on iOS. So I don't know. Okay. I don't know that this works on Android. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. If you have an Android phone and you want to try it out, I mean, just type in
a flight number.
Yeah, you know, like.
So there's one little thing. You need to know the shorthand for your airline, which isn't hard to find out, but you would need to know what it is.
Yeah, but like she kind of explains it there. Like, you know.
Quick side note, by the way. Why in 2024 don't all major airlines have an app?
They don't at this point?
No, there are. So ooh,
who doesn't?
One of them is Minnesota's own Sun Country. Great airline, but
they don't have an app.
No.
For real?
Yeah. I flew with them a couple times last year.
That's shocking. Actually.
So I had to lean on a website, which is fine, but I wanted an app. They don't have one. But there are others as well. Also, there are a couple airlines that have apps, but they're not very useful. Again, like American and Delta, the two big ones in the country, they're
American
good.
American has one. Yeah. Frontier Airlines has one. Southwest has one.
Yep.
Delta has one. Spirit Airlines has one. Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
American Airlines. Yeah. Oh, no, that's Sun Country. Wait.
Yeah, no, that's the main one that doesn't have one that I'm aware
that's
of.
That's crazy.
Which is wild.
JetBlue has, like, if JetBlue and Spirit Airlines has an app, Sun Country should have an app.
Yep.
Alaskan Airlines.
Yep.
Amtrak.
Yep.
I mean, these all have apps.
Yeah, that's the main one that comes to mind. Like
Allegiant even has an app.
I've flown with that airline a good few times last year to different destinations, enjoyed my experience, but didn't like the fact they don't have an app.
That really is crazy.
Yeah.
In 2024. I mean, that's a pretty major airline. Sun Country isn't just like a tiny airline.
Yeah.
Wow, that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I'm kind of shocked by that.
Dear Sun Country, I like your flights, but I don't like that.
Yeah, come on, Sun Country, do better. I mean, if JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are beating you.
Yeah, not great.
You got to do better.
Not great. Well, anyway, good life hack, Tony. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. So what was it, like February, March, Tony? You shared some news on our website and mobile app about how there was a major sporting event, second only to the Super Bowl, that was potentially eyeing up Minnesota.
Yeah, one of the leaders or the director, executive director of like the sporting...
Like the Metro Sports Commission, yeah, or whatever the name of it is.
Yeah, exactly. It was testifying in front of the House or the Senate or something like that, and yep, made a comment that this event was coming. So yep, everybody, including myself, speculated that it must be WrestleMania,
which, yeah, and that's so pretty much everyone universally assume that's the case because it's a massive event.
Oh, it's a huge event. If you don't understand how big WrestleMania still is,
right?
It's a massive event
in the sports world. I mean, you've got the Super Bowl, and I'm not in any particular order, but the Super Bowl, you've got WrestleMania, and of course, like the Olympics,
Final Four.
There's some big ones, but that's definitely one of the big ones. Well, he's an executive with WWE now, but known as The Undertaker. He was recently doing an interview where he spoke on the potential destination for next year's WrestleMania.
And
I have no idea. It's in Vegas next year.
Whoops.
That's what I think. I think I've heard that.
I think I heard that too.
Good Lord.
So,
cat's out of the bag there.
So there have been people who have stepped out and said, well, there's no official announcement yet. Nothing's official until it's official.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems kind of telling.
Oh, it does. It does. Especially when, I mean, he's, you know, a part of the...
He's an executive.
Yeah, he's part of the organization that would probably make that decision. So it's interesting that that some officials said that this was coming.
Yep.
And now it's not coming. I know WWE is very, very secretive about this, and they want to, and they're, you know, very protective of that. So
do you think they're mad that commissioner said something?
I did read, like, there's some kind of wrestling rumor boards that were speculating that the WWE was really upset that executive director made that comment.
Whoops.
Because that the deal hadn't been finalized yet, and sure, whatever.
Huh.
And I wonder, I don't know why they would be so uppity about that, I guess.
It's a little weird.
Because the hotel rates or something like that, if they know it's the WWE, they'll jack. You know, well, like for them, you know what I'm saying? Like before they get the deals in place.
Sure.
And other stuff.
For certain, the event. Certain elements.
Right, they might, you know, take advantage of the situation.
That's okay. That's fair.
Maybe. I don't know.
But anyways, so it's never been to Minnesota or Wisconsin before, has it?
No, surprisingly. I mean, professional wrestling has lots of roots in Minnesota.
Deep ties.
Deep roots in Minnesota.
Yep.
And the fact that WrestleMania has never been in Minnesota is kind of pathetic, honestly.
Yeah.
They've had some of the
other events,
Nitros or whatever, you know, Saturday Night's, you know, Raw or whatever they do. I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I watched wrestling, but I would go to WrestleMania.
Sure.
If it came.
Sure. Yeah.
Why not? It'd be a fun event.
Absolutely. So,
boy would like it. We'd have a good time.
Oh,
I'd dress up like Hulk Hogan.
Let me tell you what, brother.
Let me listen, brother.
So, again, nothing's official until it's official, but boy, that'd
be a big blow.
Ugh.
Big blow.
That's so, I don't know. We'll see. That's where I'm at with it. It's not official yet. We don't even know
somebody
if that's what it was.
Somebody's going to get fired.
Well.
The person's going to be the exec or the former executive of the Minnesota Sports Commission.
Whoops. Again, we don't know that. Maybe it was something else.
Maybe, but.
We don't know.
I don't know. The timing seems a little sus on everything if you really take a look at the big picture of it all. So I'm just
that's
saying.
That's fair.
Right. There might be a little something there.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just have to stay tuned. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you. 855, 46. Looking for high. Getting close to 60 today.
Not bad.
Yeah. So today, Tony, marks the beginning of Get Downtown Week, which is the annual week of shopping, dining, beverages, all sorts of discounts being offered at a lot of different downtown Duluth restaurants,
mm-hmm,
shops, beverage destinations, Canal Park downtown. And what's neat about it this year is, aside from just the retail and restaurant and beverage establishments, but also some event-based things, like the Duluth Playhouse is offering an opportunity to do something, and
is the sweat thing going on this week too?
It is. I don't know that it's tied to that.
It's not really tied to it.
Yeah, but it is happening on Saturday. Yeah,
I thought it was kind of part of the week.
Maybe directly. I don't know. It's not on their website for
it. All right.
But also, like, the Great Lakes Aquarium is offering a deal. So there's a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Across the board for
like the food deals. The food deals are good.
Yeah, because there's a lot of buy one get one deals or like special menu items, things like that. Mm. So it goes today all the way through Saturday, which is when the Great Duluth Sweat Together is. Again, I don't know if they're in any way related. Maybe they are. But if you want to see a full rundown of all the participating businesses, restaurants, shops, we've got it all on the Mix mobile app at mixitawait.com. But it's a good opportunity to get down and maybe check out something new or support a favorite. You know, get downtown Duluth and check things out. That's one thing, you know, being down here makes it a little bit more convenient. But there's a lot of stuff to make your way down here for as well. So get down and check it out here over the course of the week this week.
Come on down.
Coming up in just a matter of minutes, Tony, another code. 30 grand in your hand. We were talking a little bit ago about things we would do with that money. What would you do with it? You got to win it first, though, of course, to get it. And another code, 3-digit number to enter in on our mobile app or website that could get you that kind of money is coming up in just a couple minutes.
Get those codes all day long.
Right here in Mix 108.